Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Vice President Harris is well on her way to becoming the likely Democratic presidential nominee, as we hear from former CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Vice President Harris and her team are moving at what could be described as political warp speed to consolidate power and put her imprint on her campaign. She's already won the pledges of a majority of Democratic delegates. It's a clear sign that she's on the way to securing the presidential nomination next month or even before then.
A new CBS News YouGov poll shows Democratic voters approving of President Biden exiting the race. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Democrats nationwide are reacting positively to President Biden stepping aside as the party's nominee. 8 in 10 approve of that decision. And many Democrats, 45%, believe that will improve their chances of defeating Donald Trump in November.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle testified before the House Oversight Committee about security failures at the rally where former President Donald Trump was injured.
The Secret Service's solemn mission is to protect our nation's leaders. On July 13th, we failed.
Committee members of both parties called on her to resign from her job. Prosecutors released body camera footage showing former sheriff's deputy Sean Grayson fatally shooting a black woman in her Springfield, Illinois home. Sonia Massey had called 911 about a possible intruder. During a tense interaction, Grayson yelled at Massey over a pot of boiling water she was taking off her stove and then shot her in the face as she tried to duck. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more with sound that may be difficult for some to listen to.
Massey starts to set down the pot and apologizes. Grayson fires 3 times, striking her in the face.
Headshot wound to female, 1078.
Prosecutors say Grayson's partner tried to give the 36-year-old first aid, even though Grayson discouraged him.
I'm gonna go get my kid.
No, you're done. You can go get it, but that's a headshot.
Grayson has pleaded not guilty to charges including first-degree murder. A judge in St. Louis has overturned the conviction of Christopher Dunn for a murder he says he didn't commit. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
The 52-year-old black man has spent more than 30 years in prison for the 1990 killing of a 15-year-old boy. Two boys who said Dunn was the shooter later recanted. Despite that, the Missouri Attorney General's office has opposed a motion by the St. Louis prosecutors to vacate Dunn's guilty verdict.
U.S. House leaders want CrowdStrike CEO George Kurtz to testify before Congress about Friday's widespread tech outage.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
The CDC is investigating a listeria outbreak that's killed 2 people and hospitalized over 24. Many had eaten meals from deli counters. New Jersey, Illinois, and New York have the most cases, followed by Maryland, Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, there's a guy out there who must really love chicken.
He's being called the Chicken Man. Police in North and South Carolina are on the lookout for a man accused of stealing fresh chicken products from Food Lion grocery stores in the 2 states. It's estimated he's gotten away with more than $12,000 worth of chicken. Police have images of the thief from security cameras in several stores. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The FAA is investigating a Southwest Airlines flight bound for Tampa that dropped rapidly on July 14, plunging more than 1,500 feet in just over a minute to within 150 feet of the surface of Tampa Bay. It was a Boeing 737 MAX. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies, light south winds and mid-60s by daybreak. Even more clouds on the way for Tuesday, showers and storms developing in the afternoon. Light southwest winds for highs in the lower 80s. It's 66 at our studios.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Shine a certain light on fire. Deerfield Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so.
Treat her like
farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to dispel a credit myth. A NerdWallet survey found that more than 46% of Americans think that carrying a monthly balance on your credit card helps your credit score. This is so not true. Carrying a monthly balance on your credit card does not help your credit score. Here's what does. Number one, use credit cards. Number two, don't charge more than 30% of your credit limit in any given month. Number three, pay the card off on time and in full every month. That will help you get a good to great credit score. Carrying a small balance won't hurt your score if you're paying the minimum every month. But by carrying a balance, you're also going to be paying a lot in interest. And that is why this is a myth that credit card companies don't work too hard to dispel, because it makes them some money. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
fine. I feel nice. That sugar is fine.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Love it.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Find another one like you. part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel the whole world is turning? We are real and we are burning.
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on
someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.